It was supposed to be just another morning broadcast. A local news crew, a scenic lakeside backdrop, and a lighthearted story about community events. Then, in a flash, chaos. Gunshots rang out live on air. Viewers watched in horror as a routine interview turned into a nightmare. Two journalists, gunned down in the middle of their workday. The shooter, a former colleague with a vendetta and a camera of his own. This is the story of Allison Parker and Adam Ward, the tragedy that unfolded in front of the world.
It's Friday, and you're listening to MU Minis.
What is up, crime crew? Ed here from Murder Unscripted, and I want to welcome you to MU Minis, where every Friday we cover big crime in a fraction of the time. Don't worry, our full-length episodes still drop every Tuesday, so hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out. Now let's get into this week's mini. 24-year-old Allison Parker grew up in Martinsville, Virginia, and attended James Madison University. She interned at WDBJ in 2012 before being hired as a correspondent for their morning show in 2014. Adam Ward was born in Daleville, Virginia. He grew up in Salem and graduated from Virginia Tech with a degree in communications and media studies in 2011. He had worked at the station as a videographer and the occasional sports reporter. Just before 7 a.m. on the morning of Wednesday, August 26, 2015, Parker and Ward were conducting a live interview at Bridgewater Plaza in Moneta, Virginia. They were speaking with Vicki Gardner, the executive director of the local Chamber of Commerce, about the upcoming 50th anniversary of Smith Mountain Lake, a popular vacation spot about 25 miles southeast of Roanoke. Suddenly, the broadcast took a horrifying turn. No less than 8 gunshots rang out, followed by screams. Adam Ward's camera fell to the ground, briefly capturing the image of a gunman with a 9mm pistol hanging by his side. The station quickly cut back to the studio, leaving audiences stunned. News anchor Kelly McBroom seemed confused as she stated that she initially believed the noises to be a car backfiring or gunshots in the background. Meanwhile, a bloody scene remained. Both Parker and Ward were dead with gunshot wounds to their heads and chests. Vicki Gardner had also been hit in the back as she curled into the fetal position, pretending to play dead. She was rushed to the hospital and into surgery for her internal injuries. After a 2-week stay, Gardner was released and went on to make a full recovery. Back at the station, newsroom staff viewed the video of the incident from Ward's camera and identified Vester Lee Flanagan II, a 41-year-old former reporter, as the likely gunman. Using the on-air name Bryce Williams, Flanagan had been dismissed in 2013 for disruptive behavior and had a history of workplace conflicts, filing several complaints alleging racial discrimination. Station General Manager Jeffrey Marks passed the information on to the Franklin County Sheriff, who began tracking Flanagan through his cell phone. Meanwhile, Flanagan, who had fled the scene in his Ford Mustang, drove to the Roanoke-Blacksburg Regional Airport and rented a Chevy Sonic before heading east on Interstate 66. At 11:14 a.m., he uploaded a 56-second cell phone video of the incident to his Twitter and Facebook accounts, shot from his first-person perspective. In the video, Flanagan can be heard muttering the word, "bitch," before pointing his weapon at Parker and opening fire. Flanagan's rented vehicle was spotted by a state trooper's license plate reader, and a chase ensued, causing Flanagan to crash his car. When officers approached the wreck, Flanagan was found inside with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at Inova Fairfax Hospital later that day. An investigation revealed that Flanagan had sent a 23-page manifesto to ABC News entitled "Suicide Note for Friends and Family," expressing grievances over perceived workplace injustices and citing the Charleston church shooting 2 months earlier as the tipping point for his actions. The murders of Allison Parker and Adam Ward sent shockwaves through the journalism world. Colleagues remembered Allison as a vibrant and dedicated reporter and Adam as a passionate and talented photojournalist. In honor of their memories, scholarships were established. The Allison Bailey Parker Memorial Scholarship at Patrick Henry Community College and the Adam Ward Scholarship Fund at Salem High School. These initiatives aim to support aspiring journalists and keep the legacies of Adam and Allison alive. Their story serves as a somber reminder of the unseen dangers that journalists face each and every day. That's all for this week's mini. Tune in on Tuesday for our next full-length deep dive, and until then, stay safe, stay curious, and stay unscripted.